Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima.
Lima and I have known about this for a few days now. If you listen to the station, you know that... You know, a couple years ago, our friend Les Levine announced that he was having a battle with Parkinson's disease. And, you know, yesterday we had heard that things had gotten very, very close. But last night, our friend Les Levine passed away. And, you know, for the entire station, it's a tremendous loss for Lima and I. We've lost a friend. We've lost a mentor and somebody who means a very, very, very big deal to us. And especially while Les means a great deal to me and means a great deal to Kid and means a great deal to Owen, certainly means even more and is even more special to Anthony. So, Anthony, if you want to say something, please go ahead and take it away.
Yeah, today's obviously going to be a tough one. There's no doubt, and you don't know how to prepare for something like this. Obviously, we'd caught wind, the family, you know, wanted things kind of private. Towards the end, they wanted that time to be able to obviously take all of this in and do those final send-offs. And last night, with only the sense of humor that Les Levine could, he passed away at 9:23. I mean, it's just that was Les, right? I mean, every Les had a line for everything. He had for any moment in time, he had something to say, and he had a witticism, he had a way about him, and it was always important to him to bring in humor at even the toughest times. And so how fitting is that for Les? And, you know, obviously, condolences to the family and his son, Jeremy. I've known Jeremy for a long time, but we've grown closer because he works here at the station. Does many things behind the scenes. Actually, he's jack of basically all trades and marketing and advertising and sales. And he's a valuable member of the staff. And so, obviously, our hearts go out to him. The entire family. He's got so many grandchildren. Les has left an indelible mark, obviously, in this community. Not just on the east side, but all over Cleveland, where so many people know him. I was hearing, really, this just shows you the type of person that Les is, Kenny, is that I was hearing from my sister's ex boyfriend about this. That's how, you know, close-knit, you know, a lot of people are in this community, that even something like this, which they didn't necessarily want out, it was still getting back to me. We, you know, we kept a lid on it. This was not easy the last few days because we knew this was coming and it was just a matter of time. But it allowed us really to just share those stories over the last few days, and not to be too corny about it or anything like that. But when you sit back and think about how many hours of just consuming, you know, his shows over the years, radio, television, play by play, the amount of time we were able to spend with Les, even if we weren't with Les, that's how powerful to me this industry can be to those of us that are sports fans and can listen to somebody like Les, who broke through every medium. And the best thing about Les is, you know, for doing this all those years, and he would always add consecutively in one
today.
Of his today, that would always be the Les way. But to think about the way that he transcended, you know, the medium as a whole, because he didn't just pierce through to one demographic. I mean, this is a guy who was doing, he was ahead of his time. He was doing a streaming show. Actually, a few different streaming shows. He would even laugh that he probably folded a few of those enterprises, because that was what Les would always say. He's like, well, you know, I called play-by-play for this sport, for
the
this team. The Thunderbolts.
Goodbye.
Yeah, they're gone. The Crusaders, they're gone. He couldn't fold Cleveland State, which was good.
He tried.
He tried.
Damn it, Les
tried,
man. Yep. Hey, they talked about him doing football games years ago, and we never heard anything about it again. What I think I respect most about Les, and this is something we'll say, you know, obviously throughout the morning, and I'm sure throughout the day, both on our show and Baskin and Phelps, and as well as Bull and Fox and Chico later on tonight, is I respect Les so much for being such a self-made individual, finding his own way to do things, consistently doing it his own way. The work that he put in, and obviously, you know, there's guys who want to do it and they can't do it. There's guys who can do it, they can't find ways to do it, and Les found all those. And Les was a guy who taught us many lessons about how the business works, how the business is going to be. And again, I can't say enough with him being from a different generation of radio guys. I mean, this is a guy who got his start a while ago. And for him to be so open and so helpful of us is something I'm never going to forget. I don't think that Anthony's ever going to forget, or any of the other younger guys around the station are ever going to forget. I mean, he was, in every single way, every bit of a helpful person as you could possibly find for anybody that you needed an ear for, anything that you needed to run by him or anything like that. Les was just a quality individual. And so this has been a show that we knew we were going to have to do for a while. We just didn't know it was going to happen so suddenly like this. So today, I'm willing to open it up to anybody out there. 216-578-0092, you know, because people listen to Les for a very long time. So, you know, any memories you have of Les, any conversations you ever had with Les, the old station that Les used to work for, the last show that Lima got on as a – how old were you when you got on that
show?
Yeah,
we play the clip. I think they were done – I was probably 15 or 16 when he was on WHK.
Jeez.
Cool, I got on the last show.
You were not 15 or 16 in that clip. You had to be younger.
I was a little late bloomer.
He just didn't hit puberty yet.
Yeah, a little later.
I got on the last show.
that was me disguising my voice.
trying to get it deeper.
Cool, I got on the last show.
Cool, I got on the last show.
Cool.
And I have cassettes. I have to go through them. I have so many cassettes of me pranking Les Levine. At a very
young age. That was my favorite. I used to sit there and watch, and not even at a young age, in like my 20s, and I'd tie one on and watch his show and give him a call. And he used to have these books behind him. I wish I had it on tape. We had it on the DVR at my buddy's house for a long time. We watched it endlessly, and like obviously DVRs, you can't really keep them over the years, especially early on. But he had these books behind him, and I just called in, and I'm like, hey, how's that book right there? And I'm like pointing to the TV like it's video conference, like we're on a Zoom meeting. And he's like, what are you talking about, that book? I'm like, that one right there. And he got so frustrated. It was so great because like, he saw the humor in it and went along with it. And the frustration level just got to a point where he's like, all right. And he moved on, you know, but it was so great. Cause I'm like, that Pluto book, that one right there. And he's like, I can't see you. I don't know where you're pointing.
one of the 20 at the time, 20 Pluto books or the Hal Lebovitz books. And he did the Cleveland rants. He was a guy that, you know, I don't know how to put this because he was somebody who should have been doing everything. And he eventually did.
Yeah.
I think eventually people were like, I guess this guy's popular. But for whatever reason, he used to feud with the old guys at the old WKNR. And so they would not let him on there, even though he was getting better ratings on a small station that no one could access. And this is before the internet. So you had to drive somewhere to go listen to Les Levine on that radio dial. And yet eventually he got on Fox Sports Ohio.
Yeah.
And he would do the post game for the Indians. And he had done everything. Everything you can do in this business, he had done in some capacity, which I think is a testament to him. Obviously.
And excelled at all of it, too.
Yeah. And remember, it was always different. Like, remember, draft talk? He's only going to talk about the draft the day before the draft. That's it. The rule was he wasn't going to sit there and talk draft. And I know some people are going, yeah, thank God. I know. But he would only talk draft like the day before. He had his own rules. And he's a guy that, again, we're going to miss for all that stuff because he was different and he did it his own way. And I think he's one of the final guys to be able to do it his own way there, Tone.
Yeah, I'll never forget when at a very, very young age, I was working at the Golf Course to the Stars and I was gifted for my graduation. My bosses at the golf course, Ronnie and Joyce, going to have to let them know, they ended up in an auction. They purchased the ability to put me on his show. That's what kind of a sales guy Les was. You have to pay to get on my show. So they did this as like a graduation gift. And I was, Kenny, I was so nervous. I went on there. I didn't know what to do. And then Les just made you so comfortable. And I'll never forget that, you know, Les, when I'd ask him, I was kind of doing like a school report on Les. I was like, you know, what was your inspiration? What got you to be the way you were? Because nobody sounded like Les. There's a ton of guys that do sports. A ton of guys like me and Ken, we do sports. We go over the box scores and do all that stuff. But the reason Les always sounded different to me was he really cared more about the entertainment. He really didn't care. That was the key. He didn't care about the sports. Like, he did it. He was a poli-sci guy at Ohio State, but he could do the sports. He loved baseball. He loved baseball. That was his first love.
That was the launching point for the entertainment. That was his in to entertain you, was the sports.
And he told me that it was Johnny Carson. He was trying to do Johnny Carson. He'd be like, I was a poor man's Johnny Carson. But I'm like, in terms of what I would hear in sports, nobody was doing that. Mm-hmm. And he loved Stern and all of that, but he was like Johnny Carson. And if you listen to the timing, I'm telling you, for somebody local in Cleveland, Ohio, to have that timing, he was a gift. He was such a gift. And the callers, we always bitched. Me and Ken would bitch when we were on the show for the first few years. We're like, why does nobody get what we're doing? Nobody gets what we're doing.
They didn't.
But
nope,
Les.
They didn't.
But Les, they did. And even the people that hated Les.
Even Roth never got what you guys are doing.
Still to this
still
moment.
He still don't get it.
I don't know. You guys love Les Levine. But people would call up for How Come Quickies and Les Levine, and they'd be mean-spirited, but they'd be so funny, and even Les would have to take a step back. All right, that was good. Mm-hmm. Like, you get it. You get what we're trying to do. And I always thought that was such a gift that you knew what you were getting out of Les, and he wanted you to be a part of the show. As long as you understood it, he wanted you to be a part of the show.
Well, it was almost like in the way he would teach us, because you're right. Like, and again, like some of this, a lot of it, when people remember people, it's how we interacted with them. And I think you're right about what you just said, where when the show first started, our show, like, we're listening to Les and going, well, they're all in on Les. Okay, well, we forget that people have been listening to Les for a long time. And so we're like, man, we're getting hate messages for the same thing people love now. But we used to get, I mean, I used to get cussed out in the first, like, 6 months.
Ken had it on speed dial.
It was like, whoa. And it's like, no, they don't get you yet. Like, they gotta get you. And I'm like, they got me. And he goes, it's a different audience. It's a different time slot. There's people who, they turn off the radio at a certain time, and they don't hear you. They never have, and they never would. So you're going to have to get those people, too. And so it was like always like a – not like he was actively trying to teach or actively doing – it's just things that you picked up on from Les. But that was something that we used to watch and go, geez, every time he says, how come quickies – here they come. And some of them are just the same ones you've heard for 30 years.
And that's what you wanted to hear, and, though.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You wanted to hear...
Driveway, Parkway,
why
Driveway,
Kamikaze
Parkway.
Why do pilots wear helmets? Which, by the way, we can explain. They have to get their actual deed done. But it was still funny. Every time. Do you want to break the seal, go to the phones?
How come there's no mediocre porn stars? And that's what he'd always like stop short on. Let's go to the phones. 216-578-0092.
How come Fausto Carmona was the player that was named later?
Matt in Cleveland. Matt, you're next up on the fan. Hello.
Yeah, hi. I'm a longtime listener, first-time caller. And I just wanted to say you guys have helped me get through a lot of hard times through my life personally by talking sports and making me laugh, especially Les Levine. And I just wanted to say, how come it seems to be that the greatest ones leave us too early? Thanks. I love you guys. Have a great one.
Thank you, Matt.
Matt, thank you very much.
Now, he would not have given you the How Come Quickie t-shirt for that.
No.
No, he wouldn't.
It's got to be funnier.
Two more, though.
It's got to be funnier.
Let's see.
We're gonna get such a. I do expect
don't be
today.
Don't be afraid of that. Thank you, and Matt. Thank
no,
you
we
very,
appreciate
very
it.
Much for the
we
call,
thank
buddy.
You, and we are gonna get a lot. I think of a lot of those sentiments. I probably would expect some surprises along the way today.
People don't know
how to deal with this, but
hey, we're honest. You and I are honest. We found out some news that was not very good about it a couple of days ago. And so there was a lot of emotion a couple of days ago, and there will still be a lot of emotion today. Don't be afraid to let that happen. Les meant a lot to all of us, and Les was a guy who was really, for guys like us, was a guy who was a trailblazer in a lot of different ways. Again, what Lima says, what Kenny says, it's all true. The man did it his own way. So don't be afraid. Today is a good day to remember a great, great man, a helpful man, a person who was a mentor to us, and I don't think anybody should be afraid of that today. Don't be afraid of the emotion today. It's okay. Lima, we will continue to take the calls later on this morning. 216-578-0092. There is some news that went on across the NBA, of course. Ty Lue was in town. We didn't even notice. Colin Sexton says it's time to start paying attention to Cleveland basketball. We'll get to all that, and we'll continue to honor the great Les Levine this morning. About last night, coming up next, Live on the Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.